From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path.
Got to keep the loonies on the path. That's pretty much the key sentiment in this rock and roll classic. It's the song Brain Damage from Pink Floyd's groundbreaking album Dark Side of the Moon, released in 1973. And it deals with a subject that music, and singing in particular, may handle better than just about any other art form: insanity. Let's fast forward to the 1990s for another example.
I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened.
This time, we're listening to Queen with I'm Going Slightly Mad. It describes insanity as being one card short of a full deck, knitting with only one needle, and one wave short of a shipwreck. And jumping into the 21st century, here's Sarah Hudson with a bit of electro-pop craziness. So, popular music has a long history of songs about insanity, and we haven't even touched on Psycho Killer from the Talking Heads, or the Patsy Cline hit Crazy, or Green Day's Basket Case. But speaking of girls on the verge of a nervous breakdown, there's another far older form of music that may be the ultimate vehicle for insanity. Opera has been in the crazy business for centuries, and the music we're hearing now is probably the most famous example of all, the mad scene from Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor. But there are plenty of others to choose from, going back to the earliest days of opera in the 1600s. Still, the drama that's coming up takes the typical operatic mad scene and does it one better. Generally speaking, mad scenes in opera involve a single character, often a woman in love, who goes off the deep end while everyone around her looks on in horror and amazement. But that wasn't enough for Mozart. When he was just 18 years old, he came up with an opera that hinges on a double mad scene. The opera is called La Finta Giardiniera, and when the story's female lead starts to get a bit loopy, the guy who made her that way joins right in.
Io sono amigos orribile. Io sono al cire intrepido. Finte fezzose placide, placide, fezzose. Basta non più rigor, basta, basta non più rigor.
On this edition of World of Opera, we present Mozart's La Finta Giardiniera with its unique multiple mad scene. Soprano Sandrine Pio stars as Violante, with tenor Jeremy Ovenden as Belfiore, the man who drives her over the edge, and then joins her there. It comes to us from the historic theater La Monnaie in Brussels, in a production led by conductor John Nelson.
Sono impazziti, impazziti.